This is a recording of the April 19th, 2023 Operations Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the Chugach Electric Association boardroom.
Operations Committee meeting to order. And the first thing we'll do is a roll call. Roll call of committee members that we have here today are Harold Hollis. We have CeCe Cooper. We have Bettina Chastain online. And we have Bernie Smith at his last Operations Committee meeting.
Nope, there's one in May, right? May the 5th?
Oh, that one, okay. Yeah. I thought you were, no.
Oh, no, it'll be my last board meeting this
That's right, that's right.
Next Wednesday.
Strike that from the minutes. Rachel, Director Morris is not here. And we have only Arthur Miller from staff. We have an agenda on the on board. We need a motion for approval of the agenda.
I will move the agenda be approved as written.
Second.
We have a first by Director Hollis and second by Director Cooper. All in favor of approving the agenda as it's presented, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. Hearing none, the agenda is approved. We have meeting minutes for the March 15th, 2023 Operations Committee meeting. I'm hoping we all reviewed them, and we need a motion to approve.
Move for approval of the March 15th, 2023 minutes.
Second.
As written.
And we have a first, second on the approval of the minutes. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the minutes from March 15th, 2023 Ops Committee meeting are approved. Persons to be heard, I know of none. Is that correct?
That's correct.
We have no persons to be heard. We have no new business, and we're here for a single topic today, and that has to do with the review and ranking of initiatives that we have been working on for the last many months, and that takes us to executive session, and we need to go into executive session. Any comments or concerns before we should enter executive session? Hearing none, I need a motion to go into executive session.
Mr. Chair, I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 1025-175C4, the Operations Committee goes into executive session to discuss personnel matters.
I'll second.
We have a first and second to go into executive session. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
None opposed. We are going into executive session. Session. Okay, Bettina. We are now out of executive session. We have new business. We have a recommendation, Chief Executive Office Compensation Committee. The new business is basically we're moving on our recommendations developed in this meeting forward to the full board, to the next full board meeting.
Yep.
And that concludes new business. We have director comments real quick.
Do we have a motion for that?
Yeah, we do.
Do we need to have a motion for that? I thought we... For the moving things on?
I don't think we need to have a motion.
What's that?
I don't think we need to have a motion.
I don't believe we do, since we frankly got the whole board here. Bettina, do you need a motion to carry forward that these spreadsheets? I wouldn't think so. I mean, it's not like the motion with attachments will ever see the light of day.
Yeah. No,
okay.
I just, yeah.
If we need one, they'll develop it, right? That says that the operating committee makes a recommendation to for the board to approve the CEO evaluation and the recommendations that came out of that, or something like that.
We have it.
You do?
I can read it. Yeah.
What? Similar to that. Go ahead.
Okay, then make a motion.
So,
sure.
Mr. Chair, I move that the Operations Committee recommends the Board of Directors approve the May 1st, 2022 through April 30th, 2023 Chief Executive Officer Evaluation and Compensation as discussed in executive session.
Second. Have a second?
Second.
Second. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing and seeing none, then the motion passes. Thank you, Director Cooper. We are finished with new business. We'll move on to director comments. Director Chastain.
I just want to say it was great. The execution of this was really good. Thanks for all the work up front so that we had these spreadsheets so that we could walk through this in a very orderly fashion. I appreciate it. I think that the staff did a really good job. Arthur and the staff did a really good job giving us the backup material and that summary, which was super helpful. And every year it takes some time, but it's a very worthwhile effort. We only have one employee. He's our only charge. So it's a good process to go through, and it takes some time, but everybody takes it seriously, and it's really a valuable thing. So I appreciate everybody's work on it tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Hollis.
I second everything that Director Chastain said, and I want to thank the staff, thank Ashton for helping us through this, and particularly thank all my fellow directors who took the time to do the work to research the information and make this a successful meeting, and particularly thank the chair for getting us through this process in a more efficient way than we have in the past. So thank you.
Thank you. Director Kaysen.
Appreciate the opportunity to participate in the Ops Committee meeting. Even though I'm not a member of the Ops Committee, I do think that it facilitates the full board meeting going and being resolved quicker. And appreciate everyone coming in with open mind and willing to discuss, disclose, and adapt. So,
Director Cooper.
Thank you, everyone, for putting together the process. Actually, not everyone, but Mark, putting it all together and disseminating. There was a lot of backup materials, taking us back through work accomplished over the past year, and it had to be done. And I'm glad we put in the thought and the due process into this. Thank you.
Director Smith.
Well, this is a very very good meeting, and I was glad I was able to participate in the majority of it, and I did do a lot of research thanks to your spreadsheet there, and the research or the stuff that the staff, and especially authors' statements that was done. It was very informative, and it's good, and I know that you did a lot of work to get us here, Mark, and I appreciate it. And I also always appreciate hearing the board members be as straightforward and in what they're saying. And it's been an eye opener for me. So thank you all of you.
Director Morris, glad you made it.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for the grace to be overcommitted on tonight. Appreciate the support to still get here and participate. Appreciate as a non-committee member the opportunity to participate. it gets better every year. This year is no exception. I think a lot of people have worked very hard to make this process happen. Thanks to the chair. Mark, I thought you did a great job of facilitating this and getting us to the end before 8 o'clock. So I think that was awesome. It is, Chugach is a lot of work. It's a lot of work to work at Chugach. It's a lot of work to put together the documentation about how much work it is to work at Chugach. And it's a lot of work to evaluate the work that is done at Chugach. And I would love to figure out a shortcut, but when it comes to the due diligence that we owe our one employee and our members for our rates, because that's where this goes, I feel very proud of the work that we do as an organization, the work that the staff does to document it, and the work that we do to. So thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Thanks for all the support, Ashton and staff. I mean, so much of this stuff was put together by staff. Thanks for pre-reading. Good work. Let's move to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
So moved.
Anybody oppose? I think we're adjourned. Bye, Bettina.